get back. I'm a fried jack, keep your hands off of my stack. Money, it's a hit. Don't get me back to goody good bullshit. I'm in a high fidelity first class traveling section. I think I need a legit.
Why it wasn't coming on Friday 11th. Okay, it is Thursday evening. It is the last Thursday evening that I will be here this year. And welcome, everyone. You are listening to Money Matters with Mary Ann. And I'm broadcasting live from Hubbard's, Nova Scotia on this very chilly winter night. Today is the shortest day of the year. Every day gets longer after today. I don't know about you, but that's a pretty exciting time for me because I know that we're going to start having more light in the day. Yay, very excited. So, for those of you who are listening in on the radio, locals, hello to all of you. Anyone online, hello across the world. And if you happen to be tuning in on Facebook and watching the show, hello to you too. So, as the last show of the year, I thought that it might be nice to recap kind of the highlights, the most important financial tips that I've shared on all of the shows throughout the year. And because it's just before the holidays, I do have some last minute gift ideas to share for those that haven't finished their Christmas shopping and maybe running out to the stores over the next few days. And yes, I'm talking to you, honey, at home who hasn't done his shopping yet. All right, so that's what we have coming up for this evening. If anybody's tuning in for the first time, this is a show with a bit of a twist. Basically, all of my songs have a money-related theme, except for tonight I've thrown in some Christmas tunes because 'tis the season, fa-la-la-la-la. And I share financial tips throughout the show to help you have happier, healthier finances. So typically I try to kick the show off with a money funny, little joke to get things started. And so here we go. When he blew a wad of money at my blackjack table in the casino, a customer stood up and yelled, "How do you lose $200 at a $2 table?" Before I could speak, another customer replied, "Patience." Hopefully none of you are out at the casino gambling and losing money this time of year, or any time of year for that matter. And hopefully you're all finished your Christmas shopping and getting ready to enjoy the festive days that are up and coming. If not, like I said, I will have some tips for you. Okay, so we're going to kick things off with a couple of tunes, and I'm going to start the show off with a few money tunes. So we have... what do I have coming up? Buddy and the Boys, Working at the Woolco, and the Northern Pikes, Things I Do for Money. So I'm going to get these two tunes playing, and then I'm going to be back with last minute gift ideas for those of you who have not finished your Christmas shopping. So stay tuned for that.
Hubbard's Radio Society would like to thank Chairs Limited for their support of Cove FM. Chairs Limited is Canada's leading manufacturer of custom-built ergonomic office chairs, built right here in Nova Scotia. For a complete line of chairs and ergonomic accessories, you can visit them at 10 Ilsley Avenue in Burnside or their website at chairslimited.com.
At the Woolco, manager trainee. $1.44 a day, hosts were out three. I was taking out the big pens when they opened up the door. A stampede of crazy ladies, they knocked me to the floor. Last week I wasn't hardware, but this week I'm in shoes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you're the working at the Woolco, manager trainee. Taking out the garbage and sweeping up the floor. Learn how to sell, what an awful bore. They promise a promotion, but I think it's a joke. Can't wait for my lunch break to sneak out for a smoke. Last week I was on hardware, well this week I'm in shoes. The Red Grill nearly every single day. Spoons are made of plastic and the soup, it's kind of gray. You get up to buy a coffee and someone steals your seat. French fries and gravy are the only things you eat. Last week I wasn't hardware, this week I'm in shoes. Yeah, yeah. I got the work and I'm the work now. Manager trainee blues. listening to Muzak hour after hour, surrounded day and night by phony flowers. The fluorescent lighting is eating out my brain.
Attention, motor shoppers.
It's driving me insane. Last week I wasn't hardware. This week I'm in shoes. Yeah, yeah. I got the work and at the wall call. I got the work and at the wall call. I got the work and at the wall call. Manager training.
Critical, but now I find I'm cynical. A lady with a starving baby miles away from me. No problems here, just life and death, and what the hell is wrong with me? Everybody hurts. No questions asked, just get receipts and write them off. Expenses, taxes are a bitch these days. Get the lady and the baby starvel waiting for a contribution in a UNICEF box in a drugstore in this ugly little town. Things I do for money, I'll never understand. The world is just a marble in the palm of my hand. The palm of my hand. The palm of my hand. The things I do for money, I'll never understand. The world is just a marble in the palm of my hand. I waste my time on, I'll never understand. I used to be quite practical, but now I find I'm tactical. I scrape and scheme and struggle hard to get myself ahead. Have no concern for anyone but me. Things I do for money, I'll never understand. The world is just a marble in the palm of my hand. 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 Money, I'll never understand. The world is just a marble in the palm of my hand.
Best Friends Pet Supplies is 100% locally owned and has been in business since 1989. With two locations to serve you in Clayton Park and Tantallon, we offer you healthy alternatives for your pet's needs, such as raw, freeze-dried, dehydrated, and grain-free formulas. We carry many Canadian-made products and locally made treats and cat furniture. We also carry an extensive line of bird feeders and seed. Best Friends Pet Supplies, 287 Lacewood Drive in Clayton Park.
Want the community to know about your business? Advertise in the Masthead News, your community newspaper. Reach out to 15,207 homes and more. Call 902-857-9099 now.
Okay, I am back and you are listening to Money Matters with Marianne, and it is December 21st. It is a few days before Christmas, and I don't know about you, but I'm super excited. I love this time of year. Actually, my oldest came up to me or asked me last night, what do you love most about Christmas? And actually asked the whole family, and I thought that was a really great question and made us think about it. And I said, I really love giving gifts. Like I make most of my gifts and I love giving them to people, and I love just spreading that joy and making people happy. And so that's what Finn said, that he also, you know, that's his favorite part as well, and loves that about Christmas, and actually stayed up very late last night to make a whole bunch of cookies to give out to friends and teachers and bus driver. And I thought that was pretty cool. And so Julian, his favorite part was getting together with the family and of course opening presents Christmas morning. And I don't remember what you said, honey, so if you're listening, you remind me when we get home. Having your nap on Christmas Day, that's my guess. Okay, so back to the show at hand. So I do have a few last minute gift ideas. So if you are not quite finished and there's, you know, some gifts that you do need to get, just to give you some ideas of some last minute things that you can do. I talked about this last week, the everyday essentials. So getting people consumables, things that they can easily use. It's a great way to budget in your household because you technically are buying things you're going to buy anyway. You're just buying it at Christmas time. So one little twist on that is you could do an everyday essentials stuffed stocking. So as a little extra special gift for someone that maybe you wouldn't normally give a stocking to, because it's normally it's your immediate family, but maybe it's a friend, and maybe you just go get a stocking, you know, get them at the dollar store, really inexpensive, and you just get kind of everyday essentials and you put those in a little box of chocolates, you know, or a small gift card or something. And that's a really great, fun, easy peasy gift. Another great idea is a winter care kit. So a snow brush, windshield washer fluid, like stuff that people use this time of year. So honey, if you're listening, get me a bottle of windshield washer fluid, put that under the tree. Good to go with that. Because I don't know about anybody out there, but I run out of windshield washer fluid a lot. And there's nothing worse, one, than running out of it when you need it. And two, having to pay the price at the gas station. So I tend to be a frugal shopper. I, you know, wait until I see it on sale. And so if I don't happen to be in a store and see it, I tend not to buy it. And then I am at risk of running out and paying more money for it. So a winter car care kit is another great last minute gift idea. And it's also great because you can usually buy that locally. So you can pop into your local gas station or hardware store and get what you need. Sometimes, you know, dollar store, etc. There's also some really cool, unique money gift ideas online. So you can go on to Pinterest and look that up, or just do a search, you know, unique money gift ideas. Now, I find a lot of them work really well in the US with your $1 and $2 bills. A little more challenging with us here in Canada since we got rid of those, but I'm sure they're going to come up with more creative ideas for loonies and toonies. And but you can still do really cool things with, you know, fives and tens and 20s and 50s and hundreds, depending on what kind of a monetary gift you want to give to someone. Another idea is a drugstore gift basket. So kind of along the same ideas as the winter car care kit, you know, there's drugstore in every community. And so you can pop into the drugstore and get those kind of everyday essentials and go to the dollar store and buy a lovely little basket and some cellophane wrap and just wrap it up and put a tag on it. And again, easy peasy, pretty, and things that people use every day. Okay, what other tips do I have? Gift cards in homemade cards. So you give a gift card to someone, but you can hand make the card versus just popping it in a card. Home baked goods, of course. Who doesn't love home baked goods? Our waistline doesn't like it so much, but, you know, 'tis the season to, be jolly. So home baked goods are great, and canning as well, which I talked about a lot last week. And finally, you could do something like a coupon book. So you could do that for your spouse. I won't get into the details of that one. Wink, wink. You could do it for your parents. You could do it for your kids, siblings, friends. You could give, you know, house cleaning or helping someone who has some challenges getting around their house, or, you know, take care of the kids. Or if you have, you know, a special niece or nephew that you do fun things with, it could be a book to go to the movies or have a coffee or something like that. So those are a few last minute gift ideas. So if any of you have not finished your shopping, maybe I've offered a suggestion or two that you can follow. Okay, and it is 7:25. My gosh, time flies when you're having fun. So I'm going to put a couple more tunes in here. And then when I come back, I'm going to do a bit of a recap from really the lessons over the year. So these are like the top lessons, the top tips that I would give. Like, this is the cream of the crop stuff. So if you're wanting to have happier, healthier finances, then you definitely want to continue listening, because these are the things that are essential to be a part of that plan to ensure that your finances are as happy and healthy as they can be. But before we do that, we have a couple of announcements coming up, and then Danko Jones, My Little R&R. We're going to have the weather coming up shortly after that, and TG Shepherd, One for the Money. So a couple of great money tunes coming up, the weather's coming up, and like I said, some really great tips after that. So here we go. Hold on to your hats, and here's some tunes to get you moving and shaking on this dark, cold Thursday evening.
The board and staff of the Aspetargan Heritage Trust would like to extend season's greetings to everyone for a happy and healthy holiday. The Trust looks forward to continuing its work with the community to develop the potential of this great region and to find ways to invest in community visions throughout the coming year. All the best in 2018.
We're having a holly jolly season at Hubbard Shopping Center. Visit your independent grocer for all of your holiday food needs, and then go next door for your beverages to toast the season. Need a break from your holiday cooking? Four-Way Stop is the place to go. From Christmas cards and paper to tools and small appliances, come see what we have at Hubbard's Hardware. Before your holiday events, pop into Hubbard's Hair Design for a fresh cut. Still need a Christmas tree? Our lot is open while supplies last.
Can't give my girl the best, 'cause all I gotta say. FM weather.
Cove FM weather is brought to you by the Medicine Shop, 3622 Hammonds Plains Road in Upper Tantallon.
Currently, it's minus 7 degrees at Cove FM.
You can check the weather anytime online at covefm.com.
Did you know the flu virus can travel 2 meters through the air? Have you had your flu shot? It's not too late. Your pharmacist is the most convenient and accessible person to get a flu shot from. Immunization is the best way to prevent the flu. Visit Melanie at the Medicine Shop in Upper Tantallon for your flu shot today. It's free and no appointment required. The Medicine Shop, your health, our priority. Located at 3622 Hammonds Plains Road. Open 9:30 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. 820-0392.
Okay, it's Marianne, and I am back, and just bringing you online for a moment because I had a little hiccup there where I tried to hit a button and it didn't quite work out. So I am looking at my next song, which is T.G. Shepherd, One for the Money, and I'm getting that ready to play for you right this minute. So hopefully everybody is enjoying themselves this Thursday evening. I wonder how many of you are actually doing your Christmas shopping and out driving around while you're listening to this. Hopefully not many. Hopefully you're getting to enjoy the evening. All right, so I'm going back to T.G. Shepherd. I keep wanting to see T.G. T.G. Shepherd, One for the Money. So here we go.
He said, I'm sorry I have to cancel the plans we made. I got a weekend business trip out to L.A. She drives him to the airport and watches till he boards the plane. Then she hurries to a phone booth and across town the telephone rings. She's got one for the money, two for the show, one to pay for the credit cards, and two to rock and roll. Boom, boom, boom. One gave her a wedding ring, the new car that she drives, but two gives her the feeling she needs that one's money can't buy. She arrives at the honky-tonk just a little bit late, parks her Mercedes round back cause her name's on the license plate. She steps into another life as she walks through the door. Then she melts into his arms as they dance out across the floor. And she's got one for the money, two for the show, one to pay for the credit cards, and two to rock and roll. Oh, oh, oh. One gave her a wedding ring, the new car that she drives, but two gives her the feeling she needs that one's money can't buy. Another wild lover's weekend ends too soon, and when they open up the blinds it's Sunday afternoon. Wishes it can last forever, and he's begging her to stay, but she's got to pull herself together, cause there's a plane coming in from L.A. And she's got one for the money, two for the show, one to pay for the credit cards, and two to ride.
but two gives her the feeling she needs. The ones money can't buy. She's got one for the money, and you know, two for the show. One to pay for the credit cards, and two to rock and roll.
This is your community radio station, 88.7 Cove FM.
Okay, I am back, and you're listening to Money Matters with Marianne. And so we're talking about the holidays, holiday spending, but I'm going to switch gears and just talk generally about tips to improve your finances. And I thought it'd be really cool to just do a recap of really the different things we talked about throughout the year. Now, obviously, in the time we have tonight, I can't talk about all the things that we talked about throughout the year, but there's kind of a theme, like there's a few key points or key tips that kind of come up repeatedly, if not show after show, then certainly month after month. And so I have 7 things that I added to this list. So I'm going to share a few of them now, and then I'll come back in a few minutes and share the other ones. So, arguably, you know, the next show I do, the first one in January, will be the better one because this tends to be the time where we kind of sit back and look at our finances and set our goals and objectives for the new year. But, you know, this time of year is not a bad time to give that some thought, start to put that in your mind. So here's what I came up with. The first one is it's a year-long commitment. So all the tips and things that I give you, sure, I give you quick little things you can do to improve your finances right now, but ultimately it's all those things combined over the long term that make the biggest impact. And one of the things I was sharing on the Facebook Live post while songs were playing is how much I've learned over the years from teaching others. And so one of the sayings that I've heard, which I think is so true, is you teach what you need to learn. And so I've learned a lot about finances over the years of doing this that I've incorporated, which have put me in a much better place financially than I might have been otherwise. So it's definitely a year-long commitment. And of course, you know, join in next year, tune in on Thursday nights, and I'll be sharing little tidbits, simple things that you can do that you can just kind of take and run with. Tracking, I know I talk about this a lot. I highlight it. It's the most important thing, knowing where your money goes. How are you going to make good decisions about what to do with your finances if you don't know where your money goes? And so tracking your spending is by far the single most important thing you can do. And whether you keep receipts and total them up at the end of the month, or whether you, use a spreadsheet or a formal accounting program or an app on your phone, by the way, the one that I've been using for years is called Mint, M-I-N-T, and you link it with your accounts, and I'm kind of a lazy budgeter, so it does a lot of the work for me. But there's all kinds of them out there that you can input in. You can use a bank program. And of course, savings. And savings, again, can take so many different shapes and forms. But, you know, what I would do is break it down. So the first level of savings that everybody needs, and I'm not going to say an emergency fund. I bet you thought I was going to say an emergency fund. I'm not. Well, I kind of am, but I'm not. I think we misdefine, I don't think that's a word, emergency. So I would say the first tier of savings is your occasional expense account. And your occasional expense account is putting money aside for things that are going to come up, things that you are going to spend money on, things that you know you're going to spend money on. If you have a car, you have car repairs. If you have a house, you have house maintenance. If you have children, you probably have sports costs. Christmas comes every year. You have birthdays every year. So these are the things that definitely I recommend making a list and checking it twice. Just kidding. I had to throw the Christmas thing in there. Making a list and figuring out what you spend on those a year, coming back to tracking, because that's how you would know. If not, you're going to guess and keep track and see how you're doing. And you're going to start with that and start planning for those. Then you can have just an emergency fund just for emergencies. Those are for the things that you've forgotten about or you don't know are going to come up. And we'll talk more about that in future shows when I have more time. So that's the first level. The second level is, again, could be emergencies, but also goals, things that you're saving for, kind of more like your, you know, short, medium term goals in the next year and the next couple of years. And then the third level is either your longer term goals, you know, 5 years or more, or the common things we tend to save for, like retirement, right? Those types of things. So those are, you know, save, it's not just save money, but it's strategically save money for very specific things. So I do have to keep track of the time because we are at about quarter to the hour. And so I need to make sure I fit all this in the next 15 minutes. So I do have a Christmas song coming up, and I'm going to warn you in advance that it's not your happy, cheerful Christmas song, but I had to play it. I was listening to Q104 on the way in, and I'm always looking for interesting songs to play. And they were talking about the top 10 worst Christmas songs. And this was on the top 10 list. And it is kind of sad, but it's kind of funny, sad. So I'm not really going to give it away. I'm just going to play it. I'll tell you it's Alan Jackson, but I won't tell you what song is. You might have guessed by now. And so that's coming up. And and then I have a... actually, I might pop back in after that. We'll see. I do have Goldmine coming up in Community Calendar, and so I'll pop in somewhere between those and share the rest of the recap tips with you. Okay, here you go, Alan Jackson, Christmas song. Stay tuned.
Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Last year, when I was only 7, now I'm almost 8, as you can see. You came home a quarter past 11 and fell down underneath our Christmas tree. I don't want to see my mama cry. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Mama smiled and looked outside the window. She told me, son, you better go upstairs. Then you laughed and hollered Merry Christmas. I turned around and saw my mama's tears. I don't wanna see.
Here is the 88.7 Cove FM Community Calendar.
Cove FM's Community Calendar is brought to you by Bay Equipment Rentals.
On Saturday, December 30th, the Savory New Year Bingo will be held at the East Chester Recreation Association at 3292 Highway 3 in East Chester. The doors open at 6 p.m. and play begins at 7 p.m. Come and enjoy some festive, savory treats and door prizes.
If you have a community event that you would like included in the Cove FM community calendar, please send the details to info@covefm.com.
Bay Equipment Rentals is your source for all your scaffolding needs. They feature top-of-the-line equipment and the ability to deliver anywhere inside the HRM. Bay Rentals is your go-to location for anything scaffolding. They also carry a full line of pressure washer products and have four locations to serve you: Lower Sackville, Coal Harbor, Elmsdale, and at 14 Sunnys Road in Tantallon. Call them at 902-826-7000 or visit online at bayrentals.ca.
The streets are filled with Christmas cheer. At least it's only once a year. Perfect parcels tied with perfect bows, and carols ringing in my ear. Bundled up against the cold, lines wherever gifts are sold. Each shop window displays a Christmas scene for everybody young and old. Icicles on each troughs and tinsel on the tree, but it's a green Christmas for me. Couples skating on the pond, making angels on the lawn. Five red mittens drying on the rad, and needles shedding tan and bond. Red bows on the railing, snowflakes on the ground, but it's a green Christmas in this town. Green, 'cause of everything I miss. All this mistletoe, no kiss. Are at my door. Don't want to hear them anymore. Stockings on the mantle, snow's here every day, but it's a green Christmas anyway. Red nose on the reindeer, tinsel on the tree, but it's a green Christmas for me.
Bare Naked Ladies, Green Christmas. All right. So I have a, oh my gosh. What am I trying to say? I have a confession to make, and my confession is that my head is in the Christmas holidays. My gosh, I could barely get out of my own way at the office today, and now I'm here at the studio, so I just literally dropped both pens on the floor and deleted the song I was playing. I know I'm not supposed to tell you how terrible I am these days, but no. So I'm just going to get my next song up. But that was Bare Naked Ladies' Green Christmas. And I don't know about all of you, but I'm hoping that we have a white Christmas, not a green Christmas. And it looks like we might. They're calling for maybe rain, maybe snow, not quite sure. There's going to be some precipitation. So, yeah, I'm really hoping we get a little bit of snow. It doesn't have to be a lot. Just a little bit would be great. All right, Marianne, get your head back in the game. You're on the radio show, and you need to focus, focus, focus. It's going to be Christmas vacation soon, and you can do all your Christmas stuff then. All right, so we have 10 minutes left. I'm not doing too bad. I do have a few more songs to play, but I also have some more tips to share. And so just to recap, if anybody's tuning in for the first time, basically I picked out the top tips from the over the year, kind of the really key things that will make a huge impact on your financial situation, your financial future, you know, improving or stabilizing your finances. And so I have four more on that list that I'm going to share. And don't worry if you missed the first ones, just tune in next year on Thursday evenings. If it's important enough, you're going to hear me say it more than once. So, reevaluate your relationship with credit. Oh my gosh, that's such a huge topic. I need 10 minutes just to talk about that. Basically, the question is, and I know, and I talk about this all the time, what kind of a relationship do you have with credit? Do you have a good, functional, you know, reciprocating relationship, or do you have a dysfunctional relationship? And so give that some thought. And how do you know? Well, if you pay it off in full every month, you have a pretty healthy relationship. If you carry a balance, it ain't working in your favor. If you're paying interest, you're definitely losing at the game. So look at your relationship with credit and commit to having a better relationship next year with credit. Seek expert advice. So, you know, there's people like me out there and in different professions, this profession, you know, online blog sites, you know, there's so many places that you can go. If you don't know how to figure it out, don't give up. Like, reach out and get some advice from others so that you can figure it out. And understand your credit report score. This is getting so easy these days with the free services out there. So Credit Karma and Borrowell allow you to get your credit score for free. You can get your report. You can check it every few months. If you get on there and have no freaking clue what any of that means, just find me, reach out to me, you know, send me a copy, or, you know, take me out, buy me a cup of coffee and bring your computer or your phone and bring up your report and we'll go through it and I'll give you some tips. And finally, consider your needs versus your wants. Simplify. And I did a whole show on that and just simplifying. And, you know, we just, consumerism is just insane. And there's so much that we can have and so much that we can do. And, you know, it exceeds our income and it really can get out of control quickly. So my final closing comment on that was focus on your core values. Focus on what's really important to you. And just keep that in mind when you're constantly feeling this desire to have more and do more, especially than your income supports. And even if your income supports it, you know, one of the phrases I shared in a show a few weeks ago is, what's the point of making money if you don't hang on to some of it, right? And you just spend everything and you don't save. You know, sure, you can have a lot of fun, but you need to be able to keep some of it. And that doesn't necessarily mean in cash. It just could mean, you know, in terms of having a house and, you know, different things that are actually investments. Cars are not, by the way. Recreational vehicles or not. Okay, so we're coming up to the top of the hour. Those were my top tips from the year. Shared some last minute shopping tips for you. Managed to hold it together mostly during the show. And I don't think I look too much like a complete crazy person on Facebook. Well, that will remain to be seen. You can leave your comments on that. So let's see. What do we have coming up? We've got a few minutes left. Yeah, basically just a few songs to send you on your merry way. And I'm going to make one little adjustment there. Nothing happened, nothing going on here, nothing to see. All right, so I'm going to send you out with Monty Python's Money Song because that's my closing song. It's just so darn fun. And then the last song I put in there is a Christmas one. So it's Bing Crosby, White Christmas. And on the radio show this morning, they were talking about the, you know, greatest Christmas songs and that had the most recordings. And that was one of the ones that came up and they touted the Bing Crosby version as the best version. And so I already played Green Christmas, but because we want a White Christmas, I thought it ended off with that on our positive intention note so that we hopefully at least, at the very least, either get a little bit of snow before that stays on the ground or a nice dusting of white Christmas morning or even just some snow flurries falling down while you open your gifts. Wouldn't that be lovely? Just to add to the festivity. So I am going to sign off, and I just want to thank everyone who's tuned in throughout the year. It's been absolutely my pleasure and joy to do this every Thursday evening. I have no idea if my tips and techniques are, you know, helping, not helping. I hope they are. I get lots of positive comments saying that you love the show and love the advice. And so I hope the advice is making it to those that it needs to. And I hope that you're picking up some, you know, little tidbits here and there to help you have happier, healthier finances. Because it's really not much worse than stressing about, well, anything, but, you know, money and finances and not making ends meet and being overburdened with debt or credit or just not having enough. So my goal is to help make sure that you get out of those ruts and to be here to give you free advice every Thursday evening so you can do that. So happy holidays. Have a fantastic holiday season. Whatever you do, whatever you celebrate, just have fun. Be in the moment. Simplicity. Focus on what's really important and, you know, be kind to yourself. Don't beat yourself up. It's a stressful time financially. Yeah, maybe some of you spent a little bit too much money. I'm going to raise my hand. I'm probably in that category. I'm a little scared to add things up. But just be gentle with yourself and just make a commitment next year to, you know, really buckle down and get a handle on things and make next year a much better year financially than this one. And that could mean, you know, if it wasn't good, make it good. If it was good, make it great. And just know that I'll be here to support you with that on Thursday evenings. So happy, happy holidays. Wishing you all happy, healthy finances and a very Merry Christmas. Good night.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ouellette. Join me Monday evenings starting at 6 p.m. for Bobby's Monday Mix. I'll be playing all your favorites from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. That's Bobby's Monday Mix, Monday evenings starting at 6 p.m. on 88.7 Cove FM.
I've got 90,000 pounds in my pyjamas. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots of lovely lira. Now the Deutschmark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing like a newly minted pound. Everyone must hanker for the butchness of a banker. It's accountancy that waits the world around. You can keep your Marxist ways, but it's only just a phase. For it's money, money, money makes the world.